Let's just open the Word of God tonight. And we're going to turn to chapter 1 of the book of Ruth. We were in Judges this morning. And we looked at a man in Judges by the name of Gideon. And tonight we come to this little book of Ruth. It's a wonderful book in our own Bible class, in the adult Bible class on a Sunday morning. And if you're able to come to that Bible class, you're very welcome. And we have already done a study in this book of Ruth, but I believe the Lord has laid it upon my heart to come afresh to it. Over these past number of weeks, as I've been looking at this little book and thinking of this service and so on, I want us to look at words found in the verse 19 of chapter 1 of Ruth, and it's the last line of the verse. Just three words, and it comes in a question. And it says this, is this Naomi? Three things I want to look very quickly with you before we come to the close of our service tonight. First of all, I want us to look at this was Naomi. In the verses 1 and 2, we see what Naomi was like before this particular verse 19. We see the days of blessing. You will see here in verse 1, and it says, now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. My, when you look in these first couple of verses of chapter 1 of the book of Ruth, we can see Ruth here. This was Naomi. She was a woman who was blessed of the Lord indeed. She enjoyed the family. She had a family. We read them there. She had a husband, a loving husband. She knew what it was to gather around the supper table in the evening. She remembered the days when she nursed the little boys on her knee. She remembered the days when she gave them food and saw them grow and come into young manhood. And my, the blessing that she enjoyed with this family. She loved Elimelech. My, she watched what he was at. She was concerned about him. This was an ordinary family, if you want to put it that way, that a lovely little home. You can just imagine it. Everything was beautiful. The little family gathered round, and my, it was a special time. The family at her feet. She not only had a family, but she enjoyed the fellowship of the God's people. You'll see in verse 19, and it says, so they too went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them, and they said, is this Naomi? My, they remembered the days that Naomi fellowshiped with them. They could look back to days when the Lord met with that little family, and they can look to the little house where they had built and the little home they'd set up, and the city could look back to those boys and they could picture them running around the house. They could probably picture them getting up all to the devilment of the day and all that a family usually gets through. They could maybe remember the fights that they got in. They remembered that they met with God's people and enjoyed the fellowship. My, the city was moved about them when they saw Naomi. This was no stranger to the people. She was well known to the people of God, because many times she met with them in the house of worship of God. So not only did she enjoy the loving home, and not did she only enjoy the fellowship of God's people, and my, the joy and the excitement of thrill going to the house of God, going with the family, my, fellowshiping with the Lord's people, and the zeal was in her heart, and my, you can hear her singing the songs of Zion in the temple, and my, she's rejoicing in the wonderful salvation that the Lord had given to her, and my, the little family that God had provided for her, and by the faithfulness of God and meeting every need from day to day, my, her heart was thrilled. I believe she could truthfully sing concerning God that He was a faithful God to them. My, this was her days of blessing. This was her days of joy. This was the days of excitement. This was the days that everything was around her. There was the family that she loved. There was the fellowship of God's redeemed people. And my, she enjoyed meeting together around the Word of God and singing the songs of Zion. And then there was the food, there was plenty. My, never did they ever before see a famine. In this little area, you will note here, it says Bethlehem, Judah. Bethlehem means the house of bread. There was always plenty of food. My, many of us would have fitted in. I would have fitted in well into Bethlehem, Judah. I liked my food. And my, I could have enjoyed myself there in that house. And my, there was always food on the table. God was faithful in providing food for them. You know, in Matthew, it tells us that many today have a concern what they're going to eat and what they're going to drink and what the clothes they're going to wear. And yet we have a wonderful promise to the child of God, and it says these wonderful words, that your Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Are you glad? I'm glad every day the Lord, my Heavenly Father, knows my need. People want their greed satisfied, but let me say to you, friend, He supplies the need. My God shall supply all your need, not your greed, but your need. And you should be a thankful person today, child of God. You should rejoice tonight in the faithfulness of God to you. My food on the table, clothes on the back, a car to drive in. It mightn't be the high, swanky car that you would like. It mightn't be the new series in a BMW, but my, if my wee car gets me from A to B, I thank the Lord it gets me from A to B. But friend, we should be a satisfied people. God's people should be a satisfied. We are to be content with such things that we have. And instead of grumbling and instead of grasping for more that we can get our hands on, you should be a thankful person tonight. You have the roof over your head. Naomi was glad that she had a roof over her head. You know, people want the plush carpets today, but let me say to you, my, it's good just to have something on the floor. It's good to have a bit of food in the stomach. I visit many homes and elderly people, and my, they tell me in the days when there was very little and there was only a wee bit to get your hand on, and if you got to the table first, you can thank the Lord you got to the table first, because if you were last, you had very little left. You had only the crumbs. I'd have been a thin fella then. But let me say to you, they can look back and there's one thing they'll always say this: God was faithful. God supplied the need. Now there's a man in Scripture and he said he never seen God's people going in want. He was old and had grey hair, but he never seen God's people going in want. And my, these were days, and blessed days for Naomi. In fact, her name means pleasant one. These were pleasant days. These were happy memory days. These were days when many times she would have sat down, and I have no doubt she sat down many times as we look at a few moments. But these were days that she could look back in and she could see God's hand in it all. And my, the joy that filled her heart when she could remember how good God was to her. Let me say to you, there's some in this house tonight and you can remember that exactly the same. My, you're here tonight, but you're in a cold and a backslidden state. But as you sit in God's house, and my, you look around this building, and maybe it's a wee while since you've been here before. Or maybe tonight as you come to God's house, you're one that comes to God's house, but you're only coming and going through the motions of things. But deep down in the heart is far from God. Maybe you're a bit like the cup and saucer that the God spoke about in His Word. My, everything was white on the outside, but inside it was filthy. One day He was speaking to the hypocrites and so on, and maybe you're just living a life of hypocrisy tonight. My, you're on the outside, everything looks well. My, everything looks well to the preacher, and everything looks well to the child of God. But deep in your heart tonight, and my, you can just look back today as when you enjoyed the family of God, didn't you? My, when you met in God's house, the fellowship of God's people. The days when you came here to the house of God with the family. And my, you sang the songs of Zion. And you can remember the nights of prayer. And my, you lifted your voice in prayer that God would save souls. That God would restore the fallen. That God would send revival, blessing to the people on the hill. And you can remember these days. And there were joyous days. There were pleasant days. There were days when your heart was overwhelmed. And my, you could sing the songs of Zion. Maybe I could tell you tonight, there's maybe some of you could remember that song well that our brother Eddie sang. It is no secret what God can do. You can remember those words well. Because you sang them. and it meant something to your heart. And my, this church meant something to your soul, but tonight your heart is not the same. This was Naomi. The days of blessing, the days of pleasantness, the days of joy and excitement. This was Naomi. Can we look tonight, secondly, this is Naomi because it changes. Because in the verses 3 to 18, we have Naomi now. You will see in verse 3, and it says, "And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left and her two sons, and the two named wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpha, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of their two sons and her husband." Now, of course, we haven't time to read the rest of the verses, but let me say to you, what a change in this woman's life. My, the days of blessing, and the days when she met and communed with God, and the days when she brought her little family to the house of God, and the days when everything was full on the plate. And my, the joy was running over. My, she could have sang that little chorus, "My cup's full and running over." But then there's a change comes. Instead of sticking with the people of God, when famine came, they decided to move. I'll say to you tonight, you've got to watch where you move to. Many tonight move their homes to go to other places. And let me say to you, sometimes the last thing in their mind is to think, what's going to happen to the family? Where are we going to worship? The only thing is to move because the job is good. The last thing is to find a fellowship where they can meet with God's people. And my famine came, and the first thing was, we'll get up and go. And Elimelech took family and all, and they headed off to Moab. Moab was a picture of the believer going through the formalities of religion. Is that you tonight? Oh yes, saved by the grace, washed in the blood, but tonight your heart is cold and hard, and you're far from the Lord. My, you're away and tangled again in the things of the world. Or maybe you're not. You're just going through the motions. Is that you tonight? Child of God, is that you? You're only going through the motions. You're only here tonight. You're only existing tonight. You're only singing the songs. That's all it really is. You're only listening to the preaching of the Word. That'll just do. Is that all what this house means to you tonight? And my, the Word of God now is a closed book in your home. It used to be opened. You remember well taking the little daily readings, and my, you were reading them and you were going through the Word of God, and my, the Word of God was coming with freshness and joy to the soul, and you were eating well. But tonight, the bread basket is closed, and you're starving. Because friend, if you want to grow in the Christian faith, let me say to you, nothing can be compared to the precious living Word of God. And backsliding always starts slowly. Now, if something doesn't happen quickly, you know, there's a gradual decline in things. The Word of God becomes now a closed book. A prayer meeting or two skipped. And then prayer in the home is nearly dried up altogether. The attendance to God's house is a different place. And my, gradually there's a declining in your spiritual walk with God. And let me say to you, there was a decline here. It started off by going to the land of Moab. Look at the time scale in Moab. It says here in verse 4 at the end, "And they dwelled there about 10 years. Do you note that in verse 1 it says, "And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country." He didn't expect to stay there. He was only going to pass through. He wasn't going to stay too long. My, that was his plans. That was his desire. And let me say to you, there's many in God's house tonight, and they never expected to get so cold and hard, and they never expected to get away from the Bible for so long, and they never expected to get away from the prayer meeting so long, or the house of God. And yet tonight, they're far from God. And here was 10 years. A time, see, a long time, isn't it? 10 years away from the place of plenty. 10 years attached to the world. And 10 years of sorrow and heartache. I'll tell you this tonight, backslider, there's no satisfaction on a long-term basis in the things of the world. You can play with it. You can enjoy it for a season, but I can tell you, not the long till the joy and all runs out. It's empty. And if you were just factual with yourself and faced it right between the two eyes tonight and just considered it for a few minutes, you would nearly say with the preacher tonight, I agree with you, Philip, you're exactly right. And maybe you're here and you've spent a while now tonight in the world, and maybe you've maybe been 10 years there. Maybe it's been a long time since you've ever come and fellowshipped again with the Lord's people. Maybe you're listening in tonight to my voice. Someone out there tonight listening to my voice, and tonight you're sitting and listening in, and tonight you're sitting in front of the computer, because it's a long time since you came to fellowship in God's house, because the desire has left you. Maybe tonight as you're listening, and my, the Spirit of God is speaking to your heart, and you know right well in your soul that tonight you're far from the Lord. No, you can put a good suit on you. Lady, you can have the nicest hat on your head. Person in this house tonight, you can carry the biggest Bible in your hand. But what about the heart? You see, you're maybe looking at all that, and everybody else is doing the same. But deep in your heart tonight, God is searching in, and you're far from Him. And God's examining your heart, and tonight, you've been a long time in the world. You've been a long time in a cold and backslidden state. You've maybe not got entangled with the things of the world as such, but tonight, your heart is far from the Lord. There was a time, let me say to you, there was the tears. Because what a change this brought, for it says here that Elimelech died, and then the two sons died, and this home was plunged into sorrow. The tears of losing a loved one. But I would say, spiritually speaking, this woman had tears far deeper than that. She remembered the days of blessing. She remembered the days of Bethlehem, Judah. She remembered the days of the family. She remembered the days of the fellowship. She remembered the days of the food. And now she was sitting with nothing. Oh, sinner friend, our backslider in this house tonight, the devil will certainly leave you with nothing. He'll empty your pockets. He'll destroy the joy. And my friend, he will ruin your soul. The world is an empty place tonight. The devil makes it look great. And the devil makes the lights to shine. And my, the devil makes everything beautiful and attractive. And my, even just like the young man, the prodigal son, and we sang in our opening hymn tonight, God is calling the prodigal. And the prodigal couldn't wait to get into the far country. And he got into the far country. And he got the friends around him. All the mates were there. And the money was flying. And my, the excitement was there. And all the sin of the flesh was there. And my, all the sexual craze society was there. And the lust was being fulfilled. And the booze was flowing. And the jokes were flying, and there was excitement and joy until the famine. He didn't plan for that. He went to the far country, but it wasn't long in the far country that the famine hit. And young man or young woman in this house tonight, let me say to you, the world may have all its attractions, but one day you'll be hit with a famine and you'll be left empty. And you'll be left with your life on a scrap heap. And my, when everybody has drained you dry, there's not one who'll pick you up and take you home. See all them you laughed with? had your jokes with, had your beer with, had your drugs with, had your disco with, your rave party with, let me say to you, it'll all come to an end. And at the end of the evening, when you're left in a heap outside some public house, or in some street corner, or up some alleyway, nobody else cares. Not one. What does the devil do? He just takes and he takes and he takes. But thank God we have a Savior tonight who gives and he gives and he gives again. And then there was a turning point in Moab, because you will see here in verse 16, she arose with her daughters-in-law and she, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people and given them bread. My, there was a turning point in her life. She came to the point where she realized no one else could meet her need. She had lost so much, from the house of bread to bitterness. Maybe that's you tonight. Maybe that's exactly the thing that has made you cold apart tonight. Maybe tonight you've had a fallout. Or maybe some other person in the congregation and you have a disagreement, and my, you've just took an old spite against them, and my, bitterness has been eaten away. Let me say to you, bitterness is a terrible sin and it can destroy the joy in your heart. Is that what done it tonight? Old bitterness? And my, instead of getting back at the person you want to get back, all it's done to you, it has drained the joy out of your soul. And tonight you're as cold and as far away from the Lord. She was widowhood. She was in want and woe. What a picture in a sad condition of failure and away from the fellowship of God. But there was a turning point, thank God, she realized there was home. She realized there was still a road that led her back to Bethlehem, Judah. She realized that it was time to change. She realized that she got to get back to the place of blessing again, the place where she left the Lord behind. Do you remember where you left the Lord, friend? Do you remember the last place that you left the Lord? Can you look back to your life tonight and there's a point in your life when you can say, it was there that I started to change. That was my downfall. That was my first step in going in that pathway towards the world and to a cold and a backslidden and out of fellowship with God. Well, friend, you've got to get back to the cross again. This is Naomi. And then can I finish with this point tonight? And it says in verse 19, is this Naomi? You wouldn't have believed it was the same person, would you? And my, she comes here and she comes to the point of great regret. Verse 19 tells us that. Verse 20, and it says, and I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. In verse 21, and it says, and I went out full, and the Lord brought me home again empty. And when, why then call ye me Naomi, saying, the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me. So Naomi returned. Oh, she was now a better woman. She was in a sorrowful condition. Oh, the days of joy had left her. The days of spiritual zeal had gone. The days of power in the Spirit of God, my, she was dried up. And the peace and joy was away. Let me say to you, if you're a backslider in this house tonight, you can openly say, you have no peace and joy in your heart. You can't be. Because you're out of step with God. She had everything in verses 1 and 2. And then in the other verses, 3 to 18, my, the change that made in her life. And in verse 19 and 20 and 21, we read her regret. And her countenance said it all. I think these are sad words in one way, because you know that the people that used to know her and remembered well the days that she fellowshiped with them and her little family as well and so on. They now examined and looked at Naomi's life and they said these words, is this Naomi? Could this really be her? Could this be really the one that left us 10 years ago? So much has changed. The husband isn't there anymore. The boys are dead. She has no home to go to because they left it all behind them. And she was coming home completely empty. Went to the place where they thought they would get something and ended up getting nothing at all. Place where she thought where there would be plenty of food. Now she realized in Moab she had lost so much. Then she lived in regret. You know, it's amazing how sin can affect a backslider. And sometimes, and we may all know ones, and I know ones who used to love the Lord, and tonight they're far from the Lord. And you can hardly believe it's the same ones who attended church loyally. They were found every time and every meeting and they were in God's house and tonight they're not found. Is that the one in the prayer meeting? And some of you are in this house tonight and you can remember precious souls and tonight they're cold and they're far from the Lord. And let me say to you, you can remember hearing their voice as well in the prayer meeting crying unto God to save souls and tonight their voice is silent. You can look back to others that encourage God's people. But tonight they've packed it in themselves. You can look at those that used to love the Word of God and tonight they can hardly find a Bible in their home. Or if you found it, it's away at the bottom of some box or it's in some shelf gathering dust. And maybe you're here tonight and you would say, Philip, I'm that person. Philip, I'm that person. That's my life tonight. And the people couldn't believe it. The world made a difference on her life. But for the worst. And I'll say to you, sinner, in this house tonight, the world will leave you the worst of your sin. It'll take you farther than you want to go. And I can tell you this, it'll bring you a lot of baggage with it. Baggage that you may not want. But because of your sin, you got it. You got to be wise tonight. Don't be fooled. But thank God there was a great reception because in verse 19, we see here and it says that all the city was moved about them. Yes, they looked at Naomi and they couldn't believe it was her. They couldn't believe that this was the same woman, but do you see the love that this city had and says that all the city was moved about them? They loved her still. Maybe that's you tonight and you're a backslider in this house and would you maybe say to your heart, but would people love me? Don't you worry about people loving you. Remember this, God loves you. We read tonight, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. And you know, friend, tonight there's a reception waiting for you. And no Christian in this house can point their finger at you. Oh, there's many that won't love to do that, don't they? And my, when they're down in the gutter, they'll get their foot and stick it in a bit harder to keep them down there. Let me say to you, young person, we're not criticizing you tonight. Man or woman in this meeting, we're not criticizing you tonight. Remember this, we love you for the Lord. And the Lord's heart was moved with compassion. And my, this city was moved with compassion and they loved her. And their heart went out to her. There was no criticism, there was just compassion. Nobody in this meeting can point the finger. Take heed lest we fall. And when there's one finger pointing at somebody else, remember this, there's others pointing back at you. There's as many pointing back as the one going in front. And by there's people love to just point and look at that. And there's maybe sinners in this house tonight and they love to point the finger too. And maybe you're one of them. My, you're here tonight and you just love to point at the backslider. You love to find all the faults of the day to try and cover up your conscience a wee bit so that, well, I'm not so bad after all. Look what's happened to him. Look where he's at. Yes, that may be so, but let me say to you, don't you be foolish tonight in using such language as that. Get your eyes off man. It's not man that we're trusting for salvation. It's the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we're trusting for salvation. And people in the backslider or sinner tonight may be pointing at the church. Or look at the church and look where they are. Oh, and they love that. Friend, get your eyes off the church. It's Christ you need, not the church. And my, look what they are saying and look what they are doing. Friend, let me say to you, get your eyes in Christ tonight, and maybe your heart is moved and tonight you think that nobody else cares or nobody else understands. Let me say to you, if you're a true child of God tonight, your heart should go out to the backslider. And my, you should pray earnestly that they'll come home. And I say to you, backslider tonight, we love you in the Savior's name. But more importantly this, God loves you tonight. And He's willing to heal you. My, there was this reception, there was compassion. And you'll see in the verse 22, and it says, so Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. She returned and she resided there. There was a warm welcome for her. Doesn't say there was a welcome, but let me say to you, you wouldn't stay in a place too long if you weren't welcome. If I wasn't welcome in a house, I wouldn't be staying too long for a cup of tea. Somebody told you what they thought of you, let me say to you, you wouldn't say, oh, sure, that's all right. You'd be trying to get out as quick as you got in. But you will see she came into the country and she resided in the country. Therefore, she felt at home again. She was welcome home with 100 welcomes. And maybe you're here tonight and you would say, Philip, would you welcome me back into the fellowship again with 1,000 welcomes? We would. Would there be a second chance for me again, Philip, in the work of the Lord? Yes, there would, because nobody's to point the finger. Philip, could I be part of the church fellowship again? Thank God you can. Philip, could I sit at the table of the Lord again? Yes, you could. Because if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You get that sin and that backsliding years under the blood, and the Lord will change you completely. Give you a new beginning. You know, did you note the time she came? She came when it was harvest time. It was the beginning of harvest. And God can give you a new beginning again. My, Peter fell and he denied the Lord. But when the Lord arose from the tomb, my, it says, go unto the disciples and Peter, tell them. I'm glad God gives a second chance. There's many people don't give second chances, but I thank God He does. And friend, tonight in this house, backslider, cold at heart tonight, God's willing to take you back. And He's willing to position you again. And He's willing to use you again. He's willing to give you a new beginning. In fact, you know the number 8 in Scripture, and Ruth is the 8th book in the Bible. You know the number 8 in Scripture means new beginning. And this was a new beginning. Not only for Ruth, but for Naomi. Do you want a new beginning tonight, backslider? Do you want those years or those months or maybe even 2005 that you have spent connected to the things of the world, or maybe not even to the world, but just your heart has been cold and my, you've been out of step and out of fellowship with God. Do you want that revived tonight?
Do you want that new start with God in this new year? Well, then you come to the cross.
Come and confess your sin. And thank God He's willing to wash your sin away. And His blood is still able to cleanse that sin. Get it under the blood. Get in fellowship with God again. Get to the days of blessing again. Get connected to the family of God again. Get into the fellowship not only with God Himself, but with God's people. And my, get into the food of God's Word again. And get back to those days of blessing again. There's no place like it. Young person, will you come? Others in the meeting tonight, my, maybe the Spirit of God has spoken to you and you'd say, I'm not what I used to be, but oh God, tonight I say with the earnestness of my heart, oh, for a closer walk with God. Return, O holy dove, return. Sweet messenger of rest. Where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? God, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. May he do it for his name's sake. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask tonight that you write your word upon hearts. You've said, Lord, the way of the transgressor is hard, and my, it's a tough road to come back home, but Lord, bring home souls tonight. Lord, deal in the quietness of the heart, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.